Democracy is practiced when elections take place for the citizens to elect leaders of their choice who will run the administration of the country on their behalf. We arrived here on the 2nd of December, and we have been busy meeting stakeholders, including opposition parties. And we have picked up a lot of allegations about, let me put it this way, allegations against the police. The police are said to be one-sided, and some parties have decided to mobilize themselves, in this case selecting some stronger people who will protect them, because they feel that they are not protected by the police, because police one-sided, meaning in favor of the ruling party. This is what they say. So we felt there are also allegations against the Electoral Commission, allegations against the ruling party, allegations against other individuals. Now we felt that some of the allegations sound very serious. If you are told that there are some parties having some having malicious vigilantes, but the word the malicious frightens me much. The malicious, when I hear malicious, I feel it's a group of armed people. Now, the rules in many, if not all, African countries, the security, law and the order in the countries are maintained by the police. Now, if beside the police you have a group of militias, I feel that the situation does not sound well. It doesn't sound well. Now, some are saying when we ask about the militias, they say, no, we don't have a militias. we have organized groups, members of our party. And we did that because the police are not taking care of us. They are one-sided. So we needed protection that the police could not offer. And that's why we have this strong people who are there to protect us. Apart from that, we also heard that the police, they don't have person power enough. And I think, as the Inspector General, you have also in a way confirmed that. You needed some people to assist you, particularly at this time. I understand those who are expected to cast their vote are 15 million, over 15 million, somewhere there. It's a big number, especially when I listen that from a country where we say we are many, because we are 2.2 million. We think we are many. Yet, if people, you are told that 15 million are going to be there, you really need extra people to assist the police. On that, I admire the action that you have taken. To have some people again drawn from the institutions such as the prison services, etc. We have also had again that there are people who are coming from the neighboring countries to take part in the Ghanaian elections. This is another thing that, in my view, the police have to have a responsibility of ensuring that only those who have been registered as voters, and those must be the Ghanaian people, not people from the neighboring countries crossing the border to come and cast their votes. Again, we are wondering, in order for one to cast the vote, he or she must be registered as a voter. We are wondering how this could happen. In other words, it's not something that has happened now. Maybe it's something that has been prepared in advance. Then the other thing that disturbs us, they use the word the corruption. Corruption, people are being given money or some other materials in order for them to vote for the people who are giving them the money. It went further. There are a lot of allegations. I won't be able to finish them. That this is some people are giving the money to attend to some developmental projects, such as roads, that in certain areas where the roads have not been good, and the voters have been saying, unless if you do ABC, including the roads, we are not going to vote for you. So now, certain companies have been hired to do the road work during the day, I mean during the night, and all these kind of things. Some of these things, you listen, and I'm telling you, when I tell you, Inspector General, I'm not saying that we agreed with what we have been told.
Of course.
It's when you just think of roads being worked out at a night and all this. Sometimes you say, how? And some are saying, you don't know, this is Ghana. This is Ghana. Okay, fine. Yeah, Inspector General, we felt that we should come and talk to you. But the way you explained the situation, how you are dealing with it, it's very much in order. When I listen to you, very much in order. If this is how you are doing it, you are doing it correctly. You are doing it correctly. As a man who has been in politics, I know too that politicians, except me now, because I'm no longer a politician, they can say a lot of things. They can say a lot of things. Now, we were told by some other people saying, no, the police are doing their work very well. All the leaders have been given some security to take care of them. And if that is the case, I see no point why there is a need to have the vigilantes coming again, working along the police. That, and I like the way you put it, it's illegal. It's illegal. I'm very much impressed when you explained how you are handling the situation, and I do not want to doubt what you are saying. I don't want to doubt it. Or perhaps what I want to say is that the time is running out. The time is running out. And I urge you and your colleagues to do everything where you have not yet implemented, to do that so that we have a free, fair elections in Ghana. Otherwise, most of the things that I had wanted to talk about, you covered them. There's no more point for me to go to them. You covered them on the way I thought they should be covered. Did it very well. Unless if my colleagues have more questions. I had a lot of questions, but you covered them. You covered them as if you knew these are the questions they will be asking. So maybe, colleagues, you have some questions.